Use the ability to be involved in helping those around you. If you have a gift for writing, if you have a gift for the pen, putting thoughts onto paper, don't espouse terrible, virulent drivel on social media, denigrating others and putting down others. Use that to help others. Use that to write for others. Use that to be involved with helping others. If Hashem gives you a talent, Hashem gives you a unique ability, an artist, why would you draw burning buildings? Why would you draw corpses? Why would you draw very seemingly scary things? Use it to draw the beauty of the Beit HaMikdash. Use it to draw the beauty of the sanctity of Shabbos. Use it to draw the beauty of the sanctity of what Israel looks like. Everything can be used for good or bad. Hashem gives us a nachala. Hashem gives us an inheritance. Hashem gives us our lot to be involved in different things, to be involved in His work, in His life, in His land, and in His world, kiviyachol, the human elements that we mentioned there, but we should be using it for the right things. We have to be involved in the realistic aspects and understand esoteric aspects. Everything Hashem does, He's involved in divine providence. Everything He does for us is guiding us in the hand of life and guiding us through the movements of life. But Hashem guides us through realistic aspects, through the practical aspects of how we're going to go do things. We're going to have, if we have a pull towards helping kids, we'll go to school, we'll study how to be involved with kids, we'll work on how to be involved with kids, and then we'll put it into practice. But if you have a guiding passion for other things, Hashem will guide you. Just put yourself on the path you want to go, and Hashem will give you that nachla, will give you that inheritance in the right way. And Hashem will give you exactly as much space as you need to get it done. Hashem will give you as much time as you need, as much resources, as much energy as you need to get it done. Because whatever path you want to go down, hopefully for the good, hopefully to do good, Hashem will give you the ability to do so. We talk about the idea of inheritance. Hashem has space enough for us in the land of Israel also. We should all be zochah to get there as soon as possible. But we don't have to worry if we'll have enough space. Hashem knows exactly how much space you'll have. As Rashi and the Ramban explained, Hashem gave out exactly as much portions as they needed, exactly as much space as they needed, whether the family was big and the tribe was small, or whether the tribe was small and the family was big, it all worked out. Hashem made sure it all worked out. He'll give you the house size you need. He'll give you the plot you need. If you need outdoor grass, He'll give it to you. He'll make sure you're in the right area, the right spot. It'll all come back to us because Hashem has the proper inheritance for us. Hashem has in mind exactly what we need. As the Pasuk points out, each man to his inheritance, whether the tribe was big or whether the tribe was small, Hashem figured it out for us. But as the commentators point out, it's not just about the land itself. It's about our portion in life. It's about our existence in life. And we shouldn't look to other people's houses. We talk about a lot on the shows. We shouldn't look to other people's cars or to other people's families. Hashem gave you the exact job, the exact family, the exact house, the exact car that you need to fulfill your portion in life. And He gives you the talents to do so, and He gives you the insight to do so. I never could have done any of these shows without Hashem's guidance and Hashem's brilliance in telling me what to do, how to do it, and how to go about it. He gave me the names of the shows, the ideas for the shows, because He gave me an ability and a capability and a wanting to use my voice to do different things. But we could use it for good or for bad. It should only be used for good. I always talk about this. We have to fulfill our mission and purpose. And you want to hear more, join us on Monday night as we talk about chosen from birth to fix the earth. We are the chosen nation to do good, to make the world a better place, to bring goodness to the world, not for any reason other than that. Chosenness has a very negative connotation, but really it's positive, trying to help everyone around us do good things. Our nachla, our inheritance in life, is to make the world a better place, to be a nation of priests and a nation of king of princes and princesses, and priests and Levites and all the types of sects that come together to fulfill Hashem's word. Our nachla should be that we use our talents, we use our capabilities, we use our realistic, practical elements, the esoteric elements, seeing the divine providence, bringing it all together in our life to do as much as we can to make the world a better place as often as we can with all of our days here on this earth, hopefully until 120 years. Join us next time as we talk the audio DT with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.